Man United have strengthened but lack a creative player to challenge Barca. Chelsea have Torres back but lack wit to compete in all four fronts. Liverpool strengthened but lack a direct replacement for Gerrard. Arsenal have money now but lack a centre-back, holding midfielder and another striker. Man City have strengthened but without Tevez, who will score their goals. But hey, you know all this because you listen to Alfalfa's Premiership Show. Yes, yes, yes! A new season is upon us, 2011-2012, and of course we have Alfalfa's Premiership Show. Kicking off with the champions of last season, Man United, who of course were going to win, but although West Bromwich Albion did give them a bit of a scare, and to be fair, it's an extremely hard ground to go. Roy Hodgson's turned it into a bit of a fortress, and with Shane Long as a new acquisition, I think they're going to do very well, particularly when Peter Odemwingie makes his return. Anyhow, Man United were 2-1 victors, with Rooney scoring first, which I thought was going to lead to some kind of avalanche of goals, but fortunately it didn't. Unfortunately for De Gea, though, it was a bit of a howler. Another one, akin to the old Man City game last week, but Shane Long took great advantage of that. But then Ashley Young put in a decent cross, and Man United's last season second top goal scorer own goals come in to get the winner. Across the road is Man City, who dismantled Swansea eventually after Swansea had outpassed them for about 20 to half an hour in the first half. It was a gallant display, but I think they just got a bit tired, and after that Man City just took over, with Sergio Aguero producing some great skills, particularly his last goal, although I've got to admit I love that that assist he put in for David Silva. I'm not saying that David Silva didn't get me loads of points on the fantasy football, but hey. As for the contenders, well, Arsenal, they drew 0-0 with Newcastle. I was interested to see how Demba Ba would play in this game, because he'd done really well in West Ham, I thought, but unfortunately there wasn't didn't really seem to work for him, and he was taken off at half time. As for Arsenal, they definitely lacked a cutting edge. With all that possession, they should have converted at least one of their chances, but the game really was down to Mr. Joey Barton, who credit to him, did come on Radio 5 Live and give his account of the things, of what happened. And he did raise a point that to the letter of the law, he was struck and you have to be sent off. One thing is for certain with Joey Barton, things do happen at your football club, and I say that in a positive way. He makes things happen. Just look back to last season with the 4-4 with Arsenal, where the turning point was Diaby getting sent off for fouling Joey Barton, and in this case it was Jovinho giving Newcastle possession which they didn't have. Liverpool drawing 1-1 with what a miss by Suarez from the penalty spot. I think the ball's still rising, probably getting close to the space station Mir by now, but he did atone for those efforts with a great goal by one is noggin by Charlie Adam free kick. I thought the Kenny Dalglish had a very attacking lineup, and unfortunately it didn't pay off, but what an equalising goal by Seb Larsson. And to be honest, towards the end they could have snatched it. The VS Boas revolution hit the Tony Pulis blockers. Stoke were deserving of their 0-0 draw, but I do think that Chelsea should have had one penalty at least, the main one being Torres being tripped up at the edge of the box. I bet it was a bit of a surprise for old VS Boas, but anyhow, that is a very hard ground to go to. Wolves doing very well, I thought. They've got Roger Johnson, and Matt Jarvis is going to be on form this season, I think, and also Stephen Fletcher, like an unsung hero. I think Kevin Doyle gets a lot of the credit, but Stephen Fletcher is a very good player, and they were 2-1 victors at Blackburn, who I think perhaps will be in the relegation fight. I'm pretty much sure of it. QPR were given a rude awakening, although DJ Campbell did have a goal kind of wrongly ruled out. They lost 4-0 to Bolton, who topped the league, and old Houlihan equalised for Norwich against Wigan. I do think Norwich will struggle this season, along with QPR and Blackburn. It's actually Blackburn and Wigan who will go down. But that's pretty much it this week. Not many goals, but hey, at least the season's back. Let's roll on and hope next week we get a lot more. Anyhow, that's all for now. Have a good evening. Bye!
There's no point finishing the sentence, Lynn, because I'm not driving a mini metro.